Chapter 4. The Wizard of Oz. Out of the poppy field, Dorothy slept on. While Scarecrow and Tin Man were waiting, they saw a fox chasing a mouse. Tin Man felt sorry for the mouse, so he killed the fox with his axe.
"Thank you," said the mouse. "I am queen of the field mice. I want to do something for you. What can I do?"
"I don't know," said Tin Man.
"I know," said Scarecrow. "Please help us get our friend out of the poppy field."
The queen called all the mice. Tin Man cut some wood and made a wagon. He and Scarecrow put Lion on the wagon, and then all the mice pulled it out of the field. Dorothy, Toto, and Lion woke up after some time.
"We need to find the yellow brick road again," said Dorothy.
Luckily, it was easy to find. Dorothy and her friends followed it to Emerald City. Emerald City was beautiful and full of tall buildings as high as the sky. Everything in Emerald City was green. The houses were green, the people wore green clothes, and even the food was green. A guard stopped them.
"We would like to see the wizard," said Dorothy. "Please let us see him."
"Since you are strangers, your eyes are too weak to see well in our city. You must wear these special green glasses in Emerald City. Follow me."
They followed the guard, and he took them to the wizard's palace. Dorothy and her friends were scared because the wizard was a big green head with no body.
"What do you want?"
asked the Wizard of Oz in a deep, loud voice.
"I want to go to Kansas," said Dorothy.
"I want a brain," said Scarecrow.
"I want a heart," said Tin Man.
"I want courage," said Lion.
"First, you must do one thing," said the wizard.
"And that is kill the Wicked Witch of the West."